you've been hearing the other intern stories, and I've been just struck with how different and amazing each of their stories is. God is amazing, and one of the things I absolutely love about our amazing God is that he meets us in our current circumstance. When we choose to follow him, we don't have to first fill out a checklist filled with things like, do I read my Bible every day, or do I pray every day, or even do I take every opportunity I can to share my faith? No, he meets us in our current circumstances and guides us along life. And that's exactly what I found God did with me. When I was younger, I had the mindset that because I was part of a Christian family, I would never go through any struggles or challenges in my life. It wasn't until I was older that I realized that this was not the case. When I was in primary school, I found it hard to make friends, so I used to hang out with my older sister Rachel and her friends at recess and lunch because I didn't have any on my own. But even at that young age, God was working in my life and placed someone pretty amazing in my life that has become a lifelong friend. And that person is my best friend, Amy, who is actually here tonight, sitting over there. We had known each other since kindergarten, but had never talked to each other. And it wasn't until year two when the teacher forced her to become my friend, which I only found out last year, that we formed a bond that would last a lifetime, and I'm very thankful for that. Amy and I have managed to stay friends throughout our whole school life, and it's probably helped that we were always in the same class and went to the same high school, but I do not believe these things were coincidences. I believe that God was guiding the school's hands to place us together because he knew that we would need each other in life to get through the struggles we would face. When I started high school, I made the decision to get confirmed. And I made this decision because I knew that a life with Jesus was one I wanted to be on for the rest of my life. I was confirmed at Kingston Park Beach with my two sisters and some close family friends of ours, the Wildmans. This was an amazing experience because not only was I publicly declaring my faith to my church family at the time, but I was also doing it with people I'd grown up with my whole life. After my confirmation, nothing in my faith really changed, and I found that over the next few years, I became distant from God. And I found that this happened in a way that slowly worked its way into my life until I was consumed with it. And that thing is lies. You see, lies have a way of creeping quietly into your life until they become so loud that you cannot help but listen to them. Lies are from the devil, and he uses them as a way to turn you away from God and make you believe he doesn't care or love you. Year 9 was around the time when the lies started to fill my life. And it started off with a feeling that I was so alone, that I had no one to turn to or no one understood me. I didn't tell anyone about this feeling I was feeling because I didn't think anyone would know what I was feeling. Over time, this feeling only intensified until I was left feeling very alone. And this was when the devil started to put more lies in my head, like lies like, you're alone, you can't ask for help, you can only cry when you're overwhelmed or when you're alone. Your feelings don't matter. I found that when I was hanging out with friends, I would hear this voice in my head saying they don't really care about you, and if you weren't there, they wouldn't notice. And these lies continued to be a constant loop in my head until the biggest one of all came. God doesn't really care about you, let alone love you. When this lie came, I started to isolate my feelings, putting on a mask to hide the battle that was going on inside of me. I would find that my friends would tell me their struggles, and I wanted to be strong and supportive for them, so I felt like I couldn't tell them my own. Wherever I went, I would put on a smile on my face to hide the fact that I was listening to these lies and to pretend that my life was perfect. But when I was alone at night, I would cry to sleep because I was exhausted from pretending all day, and I would get these images of my family dying in terrible accidents. I found myself keeping God at a distance and becoming very much a Sunday Christian, where I'd go to youth group on a Friday and church on a Sunday, and then during the week I wouldn't even think about God or what I've learned during my time at church. I think this was an excuse so I wouldn't have to face the reality of my life. And if I didn't have God in my life, then I wouldn't have to face the lies, and I could continue living on my life as I had been. It was the easy option. However, even though I didn't want to face God or let him know what was going on in my life, he always has a way of chasing after you and holding on to you. During my darkest and hardest days, God was always there. He was standing right in front of me with his arms wide open, waiting for me to fall into his embrace and to comfort me. That God I had been led to believe didn't care about me was there all along. He was calling out my name. He was calling, "Georgia, Georgia, you are my precious daughter who I love so very much. Come to me and I will carry you and fight these lies for you." But I didn't listen. Still, God didn't give up on me. And even though I wasn't willing to listen to him, I was willing to listen to those around me. God has an amazing way of surprising you and placing different people or situations in your life that even though you feel like you have no hope left, he is a way of restoring you and pulling you out of the darkness. Back in early 2016, I received a phone call that changed my life. I can't remember who the phone call was from, but the phone call asked if I wanted to join a young adult small group. A couple of weeks later, I was placed in a small group led by Miranda and Mornay, and I can honestly say this small group changed my life. My time in this small group is one I'm very thankful for, and during my time in that small group, I was actually given the opportunity to share my testimony. And when I was preparing my testimony, I was forced to face the lies in my life, and for the first time, I realized what they actually were. I realized that they were lies. It was then I was filled with this overwhelming sense that this is not how my life was meant to be. And I would love to say that after sharing my testimony in that small group, that my life changed and I went on to ignore the lies. But this wasn't the case. But God still did not give up on me, and continued to place things in my life that helped me along the way and proved that he cared and loved me. I had started leading at Excess that same year, and it was during worship when a song came on. The song is called One Thing Remains, and it talks about the amazing love God has poured out on us and how it never gives up. Some of the lyrics from that song are, "Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out of me. In death, in life, I'm confident and covered by the power of your great love. I know my debt is paid and there's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love." Music is amazing. It's one of the things I love. And I found that when I listen to worship music is when I feel closest to God. When this song was playing, for the first time in a long time, I felt this overwhelming sense of God's love. It was overwhelming, and I could not help myself. I just started to belt the lyrics to the song as loud as I could with the biggest smile on my face, because I finally knew what the love of God felt like. I knew that God cared about me, and I knew he loved me. And for the first time, I understood what it means when people say there is nothing you can do to separate you from God's love, and there's nothing you can do to make him love you anymore, any less. His love, he has already poured out all the love he has on you. There is nothing left he has to give you. And there's nothing you can do to make that love any less. He will chase after you, calling your name and waiting for you to return to him for the rest of your life. And I found that the surprises God had in store for me weren't limited to when I was with other Christians. They happened in the most unexpected way, whether it was a text of encouragement from a friend, a call at just the right moment, or even a verse when I was reading my Bible. One verse that comes to mind is John 16:33, which says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you may have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world. It's funny because Mark Elford, who was preaching here this morning, actually shared that same verse. To me, this verse really means that even though your situation may seem impossible, God has already faced it and overcame it by what Jesus did on the cross. When I used to picture my life, I would see a piece of string. The thing I find fascinating about string is that when you twist it a little bit, you can see that it's made up of lots of other tiny pieces of string. Whenever I found myself thinking of a lie, or the devil was telling me a lie, or something just really hurt me, I would find that one of these tiny pieces of strings would break until all that was left was this one piece of string that was holding my life together. And you know what? I look at this piece of string, this fragile piece of string, and I can just throw it away because that is a lie. It was not a piece of string that was holding my life together. When I was in my darkest and lowest points in life, God was. He is my strength, and when things got difficult, he was holding me together. And even if I thought he wasn't there, he always was. And it isn't a piece of string which is holding your life together either. God is. He is always with you, standing beside you, calling out for you to come home to him. Whether you've been a Christian your whole life, you feel distant at him at the moment, or have never accepted the amazing love God has poured out on you, whatever season of life you were in, you can rest in the knowledge that God has poured out all his love on you. God did not give up on me in my hardest times, and he certainly has not given up on you. Even though I still struggle to listen to the lies sometimes, it is getting easy for me to block them out because I now know that I can turn them over to God. I found that some things that have helped me during my darkest times have been declaring truths about myself when I found myself listening to the lies. I've put many different Bible verses around my room so that when I am struggling or listening to the lies, I can easily find some words of truth to declare over myself. God has always provided for me, and he will for you too. He has provided so many people who love and support me and that I know I can rely on. And there is one lie that I've noticed has completely disappeared from my life, and that lie is God doesn't really love you or care about you. This lie has not even crossed my mind in the last year, and this is simply because of the love of God shown through other people that I have been able to accept the amazing love God has for me. If you have doubts in your life, maybe they're like mine or maybe they're different, I want to tell you that God doesn't want you to continue to live with those lies anymore. One thing I've learned is that when we turn our struggles and our insecurities over to God is when we are finally free. Jesus bought our freedom from what he did on the cross, and he paid that price, and that is never going to go away. He is our Savior, our Redeemer, and most importantly, he is our friend. There is absolutely nothing you can go through in this life that God has not gone through before. He was tested, abandoned, ridiculed, judged, and even told lies. But he did not give up on us, and he never will. He will always fight for you and guide you to find your way home to him. And you might just find that this comes in the most unexpected ways. God will put people in your life that will help guide you and mentor you through life. He will never leave you alone. And if you feel yourself having doubts or you are starting to listen to the lies, put them at the foot of the cross And tell people who love you, because they will help you see the truth that God says about you and that they know to be true. However, I know this can be a difficult thing, so start simple. Just open your Bible. There are many words of truth in the Bible that you can declare over yourself when you are struggling. Start to memorize the words, and you'll find that when the lies and the doubts come your way, you'll have words of truth to fight them. One thing I absolutely love about Seeds is that after all our services, we leave space open at the front for prayer. I want to encourage you that you never have to be scared to ask for prayer, because amazing things happen when we pray for each other. If you are here today and you, like me, have struggled with lies in the past or are even struggling with them today, I would love to pray for you. So I'd be at the front after the church if you would like to receive prayer. But you don't have to wait till you're at church to receive prayer. You can ask for it at any time. And I can guarantee that there's lots of people in your life who would love to pray for you. Just to finish up, I would love to play a song for you that that has helped me through my journey. It's called You Love Me Anyway, and it talks about the amazing love God has for us and how there is nothing we can do to make that love any less than it is now. So just sit back and reflect on the words of this song. Thank you.
Question was raised as my conscience fell, a silly little lie. It didn't mean much, but it lingers still in the corners of my mind. Still you call me to walk on the edge of this world, to spread my dreams and fly. But the future's so far, my heart is so frail. I think I'd rather stay inside. But you love me anyway. It's like nothing in life that I've ever known. Yes, you love me anyway. Oh Lord, how you love me. Strength to simply be still, to see but never find. All the reasons we change, the reasons I doubt, and why do loved ones have to die? But you love me anyway. It's like nothing in life. But you love me anyway. I am the nail in your wrist. But you love me anyway. I am Judas Iscariot. But you love me anyway. See, now I am the man who yelled out from the crowd. You love me anyway.
nothing in.